The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Today, Rosh Yeshiva, an Adam Choshev, an Adam Gadol, Rav Tzvi Koshelevsky, who's 88 years old, had a son for the first time in his life. He was married to the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead's daughter, Blaib Gurowitz, present. Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead is his brother-in-law, and is never zoichet to have children from his first wife. And then, about 5 years ago, a wonderful Isha Chashuva called me from Eretz Yisrael that she's thinking of going out and meeting the Rosh Yeshiva. She was offered a date, a shidduch, with the Rosh Yeshiva. And her dream was always to marry a Ben Torah, a Talmud Chacham, an Adam Gadol she got. I told him, very excited for her. I told him, what is your mechuvin to get married? What are you thinking about when you're getting married? She said, I would like to get married. I would like to do a chesed and bring the Rosh Yeshiva a child. I said, my dear woman, I don't think you're in your 30s, are you? No, she's in her 50s. And the Rosh Yeshiva is in his 80s. At that time, he was 83. I said, I don't know if that's... said, I heard you shiurim, and I'm b'teach in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything and anything, and... make a long story short, she ended up marrying Rosh Yeshiva. Now, having a child wasn't as easy as it sounds. As a matter of fact, there was many difficult twists and turns. It was almost impossible. And then COVID hit. And COVID put the kibosh, because there was no doctor in Eretz Yisrael that would even consider trying to produce a baby here. And the one doctor that was willing to do something, the day after he gave his hope that it's possible, he died. The next day, the guy died. So she had to go to a different country. She had to wait for after COVID. And she had her own children. That was the Mamash LaYehudim. And then she became pregnant and lost the child. The chromosomes weren't right. Then she became pregnant with twins, and she lost the twins. And then she called me up, and she said, did we go for a third time? She said, it's very painful, it's not easy. I said, one more time. Not a chazaka yet. She did it, and lo and behold, she gave birth to a child naturally. This morning, Hashem Yisbarach revealed his koyach. She's 56, he's 88. I was thinking when I vinched him on now, just spoke to him on the phone, so I told him, had extra kavana when I said that. What a meyer de gezach. I'm telling you, it's mind-blowing. Learn from here, you should never give up. I already saw pictures today of the Rosh Yeshiva dancing in the yeshiva with the Yingolite and the Bachram around him. Atoiv ki lecholu rachamecha, amirachem ki lisamu chasidecha. And we're going again, nachamol, the yeshiva had its hands up. Mamish, pumped, you could feel it. Meirede, koidu la'ashem ki toiv ki lo'im chasde, what a day. Oish chodesh adam. Tav shim pei dalid, I lived to have some shaykhis to this event. Wow. Kaddish Baruch Hu, thank you very much. I'm ready to go to the bris to participate.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org